How do you solve a problem like our Leah?
No. Okay, go on.
We're not too sure you really ever can, because there's nobody who's quite like our Leah. A fact that we have come to understand. Is it hot in here? She often seems to wonder. Is anyone else sweating like I am? Then with the flip of her hair, she goes and turns down the air. We all pray her hot flashes soon will end. Yet through it all, we've come to love our Leah. Through it all, we've learned how much she cares. And so this song we sing to one so nurturing, who means so much to us, we want to say, oh, we're glad we have a problem like our Leah, and hope that she will never go away.
No.
These are the old men and women in the choir.
That was today that they gave this
to? Today.
Like you just said.
I had been bucking myself up to resign. Mm-hmm. It's so sweet. I cried. I mean, I'm just going to have to figure that one out. It's very, very hard being adored.
Is it?
I'm Amanda Sox, and you're listening to The Nervous Record, where each week I talk to the girl from my high school that was institutionalized about how she's doing 15 years later.
I've been wanting to leave the church because my crazy boss, I'm at capacity. The last two practices, he has not shown up because of diverticulitis. I'm not sure what that is.
Your intestine, I forget exactly what it is, but there's like pockets in it or something like that. I don't know.
It's definitely not what I thought that was. That was like a skin disorder.
No, it's more serious than that.
Okay, because I don't know why I thought it was like a skin thing.
It sounds like somebody who just
like cuticle. Maybe you wrote diverticulitis. Like
someone who avoids problems.
Diverting. Yeah. He does have a bad case of diverticulitis.
Diverticulitis.
So he missed it, unfortunately. Yeah, so I'm just like, really, really want to leave. And I'm also trying to reconcile how it is that I can just be myself in this space, in the space you've created for me.
This beautiful, safe, weird-looking space.
It's really weird.
This low ceiling was sending a lot of, it was sounding echoey when we were listening to our recording.
Gotcha.
And so I just, like, put up as much soft stuff on walls and ceilings as I could. I literally stapled bed pillows to the walls. How appropriate for a show about being crazy. I kind of made a padded room. Like in an insane asylum, you're not laughing. Oh, God.
No, the word that just came to my mind when you said that was just, oh, fuck.
You just thought that was a way that I was storing pillows, was stapling
them to the wall. Can I borrow your stapler?
My staple gun?
Yeah. Yes, because I'm trying to reupholster a chair.
Okay.
And I've been using tape.
That's not how you do that.
Well, I mushed it up where you can't see the, it's like you can't see it, and I taped it up under. It's just a cushion part of the chair.
You don't mush it. When
you mush it.
There's no mushing for reupholstering.
I pull it tight, and then I mush it. I was trying to see if I could make a new cover out of a blazer this week, but there were weird.
A seat cover out of a blazer?
Yeah, I just like put the blazer on the seat cover.
What's wrong with the blazer? What did the blazer do to you?
I'm never ever gonna wear the blazer. It's a Scottish Stuart plaid blazer.
I don't know the different plaids.
I know all the plaids and tartans. And this particular plaid, I binge ordered two plaid scarves in the last 2 weeks.
You told me.
It's the last thing.
And I still think that binge is more than two. But it's also something so strange, plaid scarves, or specific.
If you open up my browser on my phone, there's like 10 windows, and probably 7 of them are related to plaid scarves. I'm going to look at what, I'm going to say what my windows are.
Oh, I did that with a friend of mine once. It was very telling. Please.
Yes. I'm not going to open the windows. I'm just going to say, entrepreneur on fire, top 7 strategies, how to, no idea what, adhesiolysis, vital health, endometriosis center, Wallace red tartan lambswool scarf, Prince of Scots pure merino lambswool tartan scarf, holiday gift guide Stuart plaid scarf, Carson McCullers quotes, and then how to find a job using Instagram.
I love it's like serious problems, medical issues. Can't think about this.
Scarves.
Scarves. Yep. Scarves, scarves, scarves. Oh, scarves, crap. Scarves. I need a job.
So, we haven't recorded in a while.
No, we have not because we hate each other. We got in a huge fight and decided not to talk.
You called me a prostitution whore and then you flipped a table.
That sounds like an insult I'd use. We took time to find a skilled producer through Bumble. Was it Bumble or Tinder?
It was Bumble. Good. Can you imagine me on Tinder?
No.
That would be so dumb. Oh my God, that would be so dumb. So tracking this whole entire thing, like the last time we recorded, was when I had just gone on a second date, I think, with Nate. So for our third date, we went to Charleston for a weekend.
Like you do on third dates.
As one does. I mean, by our second date, we had logged in like 20 hours. Our dates were super long.
Yeah.
And so that's got to be a pretty good sign.
Sure. They had already volunteered at the soup kitchen.
So while we were in Charleston, you know, we sat on the steps of an old... I didn't mean steps of an old, that kind of came out funny.
Gas station.
Of an old church. And decided to elope. And I haven't told you until now.
This is a lie.
I haven't told you until now.
This is a lie.
This is not a lie. I'm totally married again.
Why? I'm not going to believe you.
Why wouldn't you believe me?
I was about to make a joke about puzzles. Like, what do you do on such long dates?
Puzzles.
A lot of 1,000-piece puzzles.
You know what? My great-grandmother eloped, and she was 18. They were going to go to a chicken fry. She was in Mississippi. They fried chickens there, and they got married instead. And then he took her home, and for 2 weeks, kept it a secret. And then Lessie.
Damn it, Lessie.
Lessie.
Who the hell was Lessie?
Lessie was the sister that told the dad.
Oh, no.
And he went over to Les's house. Les was my grandfather.
And Les and Lessie?
Yeah, what are the odds?
Weird.
And... he went over to Les's house and was like...
And murdered him.
No, you know what he said? This is so great. He was like, you going to get married, you better come get your wife. He went, got Alice, and great-great-granddaddy, I guess, said that they would have his blessing under one condition, which was that she got an education. He wanted every one of his girls to have an education. Like, meanwhile, the Titanic is sinking.
Yeah.
And he's like a milk farmer in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And... it seems uber progressive. I want my daughters to have an education.
Mm-hmm. So let's back up.
Yeah. No, I'm not married, but that would be so good.
Asshole.
You know, I think that I would get married again.
Yeah.
Just so that I could have a wedding where Bojangles catered it.
I would,
because I think that's where our first date was. And yeah, we met on a dating app. And when people ask where we met, it for some reason is so uncomfortable. Why is that?
Oh, because you met on a dating
app? Yeah, it does. It's not just like a dating app. Like, it doesn't come out. There's always a moment. And then he's like, she swiped right. And I'm like, that sounds terrible. I mean, technically it's true.
But like, I know so many people who have met now on apps.
But we're so like, we're so the exception, not the rule. I feel like within our immediate like friend group and culture and my family, mm-hmm. everybody else met in middle school here. That's yeah, who they married. Right. Yeah. And dating apps, I feel like they're just so bizarre in Greenville. There's just, like, no single people.
Well, they are. I guess they just don't want relationships. Or if they do want a relationship, they just want to, like, get married and have babies. You know what I mean? Either you're, to use a unkind term, promiscuous. Mm-hmm. Or, like, looking for the one that Jesus picked out
virtuous.
For you. Yeah, or virtuous.
Yeah, like, I think that those are the two options. There's no in-between. And a lot of people, like, dudes say that on their profile. They're like, you can tell your grandmother we met at church. Every, like, second guy has that on his profile. Like, that's a good joke.
You didn't tell me about that. You told me about how they all say they like coffee and tacos.
And craft beer.
But not that true.
They give their height and they say, because I guess that's important. Because apparently that's important.
They all say that?
They all say that.
Well, one, it is important.
It is important. But just put it there.
Because otherwise you're going to be self-conscious about it. Or maybe they're playing it down. Maybe if they're like a tall person, they're like, well, normally I wouldn't brag about my height.
Nate's super high up. He's too tall.
Yeah, normal people just say tall.
Yeah.
He's high up.
He's 6'7" in heels. I just want to tell people we met at Bojangles because technically that's not an untrue statement.
That's true. Yeah. Where'd you guys meet? Bojangles.
Bojangles. Great
story.
How'd
you guys meet? It's less true.
Yes.
How'd you meet? Bumble. Where'd you meet?
Bojangles.
Yeah.
It was bow time.
Yeah, so if they say, how do you guys meet? Say, we saw each other at Bojangles.
Yeah.
Period. Change their question into the question that you want to answer.
That's a good idea.
God, I'm brilliant.
A pivot.
Manipulation.
I don't do a pivot.
Queen.
I never do a pivot.
Me neither. It doesn't usually work out.
You do, like, a weird thing where you just wink at people to try and throw them off.
It's a compulsion. I got a winking compulsion.
You're, like, trying to use your diverticulitis to your advantage. It's bow time. He's my bow now.
Oh, God, that's going to be bow the theme
time.
Of your
That's,
way.
Like, that's going to be the theme. It's a pun.
That's
bow time.
That's gross. It's perfect.
I met the most southern human that's ever existed. Last week, which is Nate's niece, Carly.
Okay.
Have I told you about her? So she's 7.
Okay.
And I'm going and I'm meeting Nate's whole entire family. And so I'm super nervous because I'm meeting his mom, his sister, his brother-in-law, his brother, his sister-in-law, and his two nieces. One of them is 7 and one of them is 3. We're at this American food restaurant. After the football game, which I went to my very first football game, which I'm going to be excited when we add
that to the list.
Football segment, I think, a regular segment.
I hate you.
So his niece comes up, pulls up a chair, like right in front of me, and she's got some teeth missing. And
because she's 7.
Yeah, because she's 7, not because she's like, you know, a bumpkin. And she she says, I know. As soon as it came out, I was like, I said something to her about the tooth fairy coming. And she said that this is a horrible, horrible impression. But she was like, you know, first time the tooth fairy came, he brought me like $10. But the last couple times he's come, he's only brought me like $2 or $3 every time. And I was like, oh, I know. Oh, yeah, you start getting gypped after a while. And so I guess, you know, what are you going to do with your money? And she's like, I'm going to save it up. And I said, what are you saving up for? She's like, I'm going to save up my money in the bank until I have $1,000. And then when I have $1,000, I'm going to take it all out of the bank. And I'm going to go to Walmart, Hobby Lobby, Old Navy, Ross. This is a 7-year-old. And, like, this is the cadence of her voice. She tells me at one point, I was trying to eat my pickle, or I was taking Nate's pickle or something. I ate the pickle. I was like, I love pickles. I do love pickles. Pickles are in the Bible. Okay. But anyways, so I ate the pickle. She's like, you know, pickle juice, that helps with growing pains.
What?
She's like, if your bones hurt in the middle of the night, you can just get up, go drink some pickle juice, you know, your bones won't hurt anymore.
This girl is wise beyond her years.
Oh, yeah. Nate got up and did something, or he was picking on me, and I was like, it's not very nice of him to pick on me. And she was like, I've always said he doesn't have a care in the world for anybody but himself.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding you. I was just sitting there mesmerized by this.
How do you know so many children that should be on Ellen?
I know. She's amazing. She's so, so funny and cute. And there's been so much of Nate in the last 2 weeks, like having young, adorable nieces around him and seeing that kind of like somewhat maternal and seeing that somewhat paternal instinct. I mean, it's the kind of thing that would like make somebody melt and be like, oh, I want that. I want his family. But they turned my ovaries off.
Yep.
So I'm like, well, that's cute and all.
The man turned your ovaries off. He said they.
They. Big brother turned my ovaries off. They were worried that, that they were Russian spies.
Ovaries were Russian spies.
He loves me. Like, that's the thing that's so funny. First of all, he's like got this menopause girlfriend. My body, I look like a Sharpay right now. Like, we Googled a video of an English bulldog, French bulldog, puppy trying to roll over. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen that?
I mean, I've seen lots of animal videos.
It's just this really wrinkly, pudgy puppy that's just rolling back and forth, trying to turn itself over, and it can't. And I'm like, this is probably exactly what it looks like when I'm having sex. That's probably the most graphic thing that I've ever said. He's got this modest, puritanical, Victorian man with this menopause body and these horrible issues. And he just, like, is into it. He loves it. So I hope I don't screw it up. I have almost a couple times, I think. But he's sticking with me there. Nate says the thing that boggles his mind most in the world is how I came to be in that family of people, because I seem so different than that group.
It's probably because I raised you.
That's like, true.
Like Mowgli and Mother Baloo.
You're Mowgli?
No.
You're Baloo?
Yeah, I know it seems contrary.
Baloo, is he the one that's like, oh, my dude, like that one?
I know that's like, in theory, that's you.
Because that sounds like me? What in theory is that me?
Conversation.
Oh, the Sharpay conversation. My wrimply body. Ugh. Rimples is dimples and wrinkles together.
I've never heard that before. Did you just make that up?
Yep, rimples.
Cool.
Last night, driving home, Nate was like, we were having a bet, and he asked me what my terms were. If I won the bet, he had to read a whole lot of stuff about the Scorpio new moon and listen to Bon Iver for an hour and a half.
Who's Bon Iver?
Bon Iver?
Oh, not like Bonnie Raitt.
Not like Bonnie Raitt, no. And that's
Bonnie
not
Hunt.
Even the... Oh, Bonnie Hunt. Where is she? Like, it's so funny to me. He wanted to have, like, a sex terms, too. Because he wanted to do it in the IKEA parking lot. And I said, no.
IKEA is a holy place.
It is a holy place. My Kia is a holy place.
IKEA Addie. IKEA.
So he asked me, well, what were what I said of terms, like a sexy thing? And I didn't know what any of the dirty stuff was, apparently. And I literally could not think of a single thing that I wanted to do sexually other than say I would just like to have missionary position sex. And I couldn't even say those words out loud. I started crying. Aww. Like, it was legit. Like, he was like, he's like, I'm sorry. I pushed you too much. Like, he knows that there's a weird block there, which, like, we'll probably do it in the car sometime, but that just was not gonna happen in the IKEA parking lot. He's super funny.
Yeah, he is.
He's hysterical. And
I mean, as you know, I don't let friends date unfunny people, so.
Well, it's the original concern that I had,
but I will not let
was
them
that he wasn't gonna
people.
Be funny.
I know.
We talked about that.
I won't actually let friends drive drunk. Sorry, I'm going to retract that.
You let your friends drive drunk, but you won't let them date unfunny people.
That's what I said, but I'll retract that. Because it's not funny to drive drunk.
I drive better when I'm drunk.
Leah, shut your mouth.
Next time on The Nervous Record.
I'm in therapy, like, obviously shouting from the rooftop. I am so comfortable in that therapist's office. I have brought Annie. I go in my pajamas. I eat food. I ask them for food. I'm a hit in therapy.
If you want to follow us online, you can find us on Twitter at Nervous Record, or you can follow us on Instagram at The Nervous Record, or you can like our Facebook page at The Nervous Record, and most importantly, you can throw us some money at patreon.com/The Nervous Record. We gotta pay our producer somehow.